Hey everyone, thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Let's Get It podcast. You know, we're in that stage of the year where we're just past, you know, New Year's, and there's a lot of people that probably already gave up on their goals. And I think the first problem with, you know, the people that have kind of already lost their way when it comes to getting their goals is odds are they're the type of person that, you know, they're going through the year and then all of a sudden we get to the end of the year and they're like, hey, we're almost to the end of the year. That means I'm about to have a fresh start because it's going to be a new year. What are my goals going to be? And I would really encourage any of you, if you've got old goals that you're just not excited about anymore, get rid of them now. Don't wait until the end of this year. We don't need to wait for just some made up or a new date on the calendar in order to put down and identify new goals. When I'm sick of something, I decide that something's not as important to me as it used to be, I just remove that goal and I move on now. But the thing is if I want to go after something new or if I want to make a change, I'm not waiting for an arbitrary date. I'm going to start that now. I don't care if it's February, March, April, May, June, July. I want to compress time, make that decision and start going after it now. So the first thing, if you're someone that year after year after year, you make a New Year's resolution and then you find yourself in January, February, March, already forgetting about it and getting so far off track that now you've given up, my first recommendation is stop making New Year's resolutions and just make goals that you want right now and have a big vision and cast out further than just 6 months, 2 years, 5 years, right? Have it be a 5 to 10 year goal of what you want your life to be like and then be able to work backwards. Once you've done that, you're not having to go and change and set all these New Year's resolutions all the time. You've already got your, you know, North Star that's guiding you and where you want to be and your vision and your goal set. And again, ideally that thing is 5 years, 10 years out, right? And so 2017 for me, I set some goals that I'm like, man, I might not reach them by until 2030, right? Well, it's just so happened to be that I was actually able to go out and accomplish those goals in about 3 years. And so moving on a little bit, and why I was able to accomplish those goals in just 3 years is because I then, once I set where I wanted to be, once I set the vision, once I set the goals, I didn't sit there just thinking about, hey, I want to have 10,000 units. I want to have X amount of, you know, dollars. I want to, you know, I didn't sit there, right? I have the goal. I write down my goals, you know, multiple times a week. Usually it's 1 to 2 times a day. So I'm always reminded of what I want and what I'm shooting for. But that's all the more time that I spend on them is writing them down, right? Because if I've got the goal and if all I'm doing is daydreaming and spending time up here, that means none of the work is getting done at the ground level. And so once I set those goals and once I write them the once or twice a day, once I write them on paper, they're now, you know, they kind of take a back seat, right? And they stay up there. But now I'm in the dirt, I'm in the weeds, I'm in the grass, and I'm going out and finding deals to buy, right? I'm submitting LOIs, I'm underwriting deals. I'm making sure that our current properties are being ran the way that we need to run, right? Because if I've got a certain amount of units, or if I want to make a certain amount of money, right? Well, I know that I can work backwards and figure out what I need to do each year to accomplish that in 5 years, right? And so if I can go back and figure out how much and what I need to accomplish in year one in order to keep me on track for my five-year goal, well, that means I can also then work back and I know what I have to do each quarter, each month, each week, each day at that point. Because it's all just numbers, there's a formula out there for what you want to accomplish and you really just gotta work it backwards. But the biggest thing is, again, don't wait for a new year or some arbitrary date. Make a decision, make a change now. Don't spend, once you've got your goals identified, don't spend all your time up here daydreaming. Daydreaming's great, right? But if you're spending 80, 90% of your time daydreaming and just thinking about a goal, right? There's this whole thing of think and grow rich, which I completely agree in manifestation. I completely agree in dreaming and having a vision. But if that's where you're spending all your time, you're not going to ultimately get any of the work done. All of those visions and aspirations and goals, they need to be backfilled with a lot of work. And if you're not going to do the work, who's going to do the work, right? If you don't have a team doing anything for you, right, you better figure it out and you got to get started. And so I try not to, you know, it doesn't mean every single day is going to be easy. It doesn't mean that every single day you're going to do exactly what needs to be done. If you're breaking it down like a five-year goal, if you're breaking it down by quarter and month and week and day, and you know exactly what you need to do each day, not each day is going to go exactly how you want it, but that's okay. You just keep going, right? Most people are going to overestimate what they can do in 10 days, but they're going to underestimate what you can do over 5 years being consistent. And so by not letting a bad day or a bad week, we've all got them. We all have a bad day. We all have a bad week. We all have a bad month. We all have a bad quarter. But the difference between the absolute best of the best and people who are just mediocre is that the people who are the best of the best, they're the ones that can also move on the fastest. So the best of the best, they're not going to let a bad day turn into a bad week, right? Someone that's better than mediocre, they're not going to let a bad week turn into a bad month. Someone that is doing okay is not going to let a bad month turn into a bad quarter, right? They're able to, you know, snap their fingers and turn it around and recognize, yeah, that day was crappy, but now tomorrow is a new day, right? This hour, you know, this last hour was a bad hour. This hour is a new hour. And the faster you can turn it, the faster that you can turn it around to be able to then move forward, that's the difference between, you know, the best of the best and, you know, mediocre or less. And so those are things that I just want to share with you today as we're, you know, in that time of year right now where some people might be giving up. Some people might already forgot what they, you know, wanted for their New Year's resolution and whatnot. Hey, that's okay. Don't wait for an arbitrary date. Set a big, huge goal to go achieve that gets you excited. It needs to be something that gets you excited. It needs to be something that's going to get you out of bed in the morning. It needs to be something that's going to keep you going on the hard days. It's going to need to be something that gives you energy, endless energy, right? The most successful people out there, they have endless energy because they're passionate about what's going on. And I think more than anything, even more than passion, is again, their goals and aspirations are meaningful enough, are big enough that they're meaningful enough that then that feeds them and fuels them every single day. So don't set your goals too low. Right, I'm someone that when I set goals, I actually never really achieve my goals because one, they're just too big and I'm still working on it. Or number two is I start to see a path to the goal and maybe I get 40% completed or 60% completed. And then I take that goal and I put it even further out, right? What fuels me and what I think fuels a lot of people, they just don't realize it, is actually closing and working and closing on a gap from where you are today to where you want to be. Right, and so as you take steps forward and that gap closes, for me, I'm energized again when I move the bar, right? Because I always want to be getting better. I always want to be closing the gap on from where I'm at to where my potential is. And then as I close that gap, I want my potential to expand. I don't want it to stay the same. So don't be ashamed if you're never fulfilled. That's all right. It's all right. In every aspect of life, try to be getting better every single day. We should be getting better every single day. We should be evolving every single day. So as we're in the time of year, again, where a lot of people are starting to get bummed out or they're thinking they're a failure, don't think you're a failure. Get reset tomorrow and go out, create a big goal, break it down, figure out what you need to do this next quarter to reach over the next five years, then break down what you need to be doing every single day and the activities that you need to be doing every single day that then set to tee you up and get you on track to accomplish that goal.